How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
I'll bet you Ben Watson can beat Rondo in a race.
I bet he can.
I bet he can.
Yeah.
I bet he, Ben, you did. What's your best 40 time? 4.4 something?
Yeah. The best one was like a 4.4-ish.
He could blow Rondo away.
The Rajon Rondo, the self-proclaimed fastest guy in the NBA, says he can beat Chris Johnson in the 40. Is he just blowing smoke, Ben?
I have no idea. I've never seen Rondo run the 40 or Chris Johnson run the 40.
Well, you've seen Chris Johnson in action. I mean, he seems to be a step and a half faster than everybody on the field every single Sunday, does he not?
He does. But, you know, again, I've never seen Rondo run a 40, so I guess the only way to know would be to line them both up.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that might happen. You know, they're talking about doing it. And as someone pointed
out. Probably, Spike TV or Versus will pick it up.
Sure. I'd watch it.
Charles Barkley raised Dick Bavetta.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Until they fell down. Hey, Ben,
It'd probably be worth, a little event on one of those shows in the offseason, something like that.
Yeah, some sort of reality show or maybe even halftime of the All-Star game or something. Yeah. Hey, Ben, have you ever gone 109 miles an hour in a car?
Yes. Don't tell my mom.
No, I won't tell your mom.
Yeah, I have.
And I like to think it was like it was some open road somewhere, maybe the Autobahn.
No, one of those open roads down in South Carolina, where there's nobody.
See, people don't understand that these BMWs, and I don't know what kind of vehicle you were in when they're made to go 109, right, Ben?
I don't know if I'd say made to go. They're capable of going 109. I don't know if I'd say they're made to drive that fast. I mean, the car I was driving the speed limit wasn't made to go as fast as I was going. I was just trying to test stuff out, I guess.
Well, I'm guessing you weren't in a Hyundai.
No, I wasn't. I think I was actually in a minivan of all things.
Oh, my God.
This was back in high school, I think.
Did you buckle your seatbelt, I hope?
I did. I was safe. I was definitely safe, and there were no deer running around across the street.
I thought you were going to tell me you were doing 109 in a Mercedes-Benz, and I'm saying this is why they build them in Germany to go on the Autobahn. I don't think a minivan at 109 is a good idea, Ben.
Well, that's why I said don't tell my mom it was hers.
Yeah. Hey, to the bigger picture here, no one in that locker room, knock on wood, I think Bill Belichick would say, seems to get in trouble. I mean, not that Adrian Peterson is in the doghouse in Minnesota for going 109. I mean, it's a story that people find interesting. But by and large, you don't hear any kind of, blips on the radar screen out of the Patriots locker room. Is that just good luck, Ben, or is there something else at work here?
I think it's maybe a combination of good luck, but also discipline. I think that everybody on our team really understands what it means to be on this team. And, it kind of preached us from the time we first get here. This is how we do it here. This is what we expect of you guys. This is what we expect of ourselves, as coaches. And I think everybody kind of buys in.
If somebody were to screw up on the team and, pick your poison, whatever, DUI, I'm sure it would be handled by the coaching staff. Would the players get involved in going to the guy and saying, you're causing a distraction here that we don't need as we get into the stretch run and get ready for Miami on Sunday?
Yeah. Well, if it's a one-time event, I would probably say, coaches would be involved. But if it's a habitual, if a guy's habitually getting in trouble,
right?
Then I do think that players would step up and say, that's just not how we do things here. That's not what's made us successful. And there's a certain level of conduct that we expect from ourselves and expect from each other. I mean, that's just how we do it here.
Hey, Ben, 5 days later, do you guys know what hit you Monday night after looking at the film and talking about it, discussing it after a few practices? Do you understand what happened Monday?
Yeah, I mean, we understand the same thing that everybody said after the game. What hit us was a better football team.
And are these mistakes, they always say we have to correct our mistakes. Are they all correctable?
Definitely, they're all correctable. The thing is that, you just don't want to make them at critical situations, in the game, in big games like that. And, that's something that, going forward to Miami, that we really need to tighten up, because we really haven't, won a game on the road in a hostile environment.
Yeah.
That's something that we really, you know, need to start doing, especially in this last stretch of the season.
In the NFL, people always expect teams that lose to bounce back. It's just the way it works emotionally.
Yeah.
Are you more likely to go down to Miami and kick some ass because you just got beaten in New Orleans?
You know, I don't really look at it that way. I can only speak for myself. I just look at it as you know, we lost last week, and this is a new week, and we want to win. I mean, the same way we wanted to win last week, the same way we want to win this week. I really don't look at it as, you know, since we got beat this last week, we really want to win this week. I think every week is the same. Every week, our goal, our focus is to prepare and to execute on Sunday so that we can come out victorious.
Hey, Ben, you mentioned hostile environment, and I would be wondering in your comparison of the noise level of Lucas Oil Stadium Dome in Indianapolis versus the Superdome. Were they even close?
Yeah, they were. I mean, once it gets to a certain noise level, it doesn't matter if it's louder or quieter, you can't hear anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that aspect, they were, I mean, it's the same. I mean, you can't hear regardless if it's 10 decibels higher, or, you know, it's, you still can't hear.
It
was a different feel in New Orleans than it was in Indianapolis, just because, you know, different crowds are different. You know, different parts of the country are different. The way they cheer, the way they celebrate is just different.
Is there an outdoor stadium that gets so loud to create problems for you? Because obviously the noise can escape if there's no roof on. Is there an outdoor stadium that provides a problem?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we prepare for noise whenever we go on the road, whether it's outdoor or indoor, whether we're going to Denver or going to Indianapolis or Kansas City. I mean, whenever we go to an away stadium, you always prepare to go on silent count, to be prepared for the noise. Because, like I said, it doesn't have to be extraordinarily loud for communication to be an issue. So we are prepared for it.
All right, Ben, appreciate the time. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be watching Sunday. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
All right, guys. Thanks. Take care.